Delete.
That's what life needs, Josh.
Deleting?
A delete key.
Delete key. Mm-hmm. And you really need, like, Command-Z.
If not a delete key, at least an undo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're back.
Of course we're back.
Yeah.
What are we back to?
We're back to this.
We're back to this. We're back to Sundays.
We're back to the office. Back to, like, no air conditioning in the office.
Yeah. But it's good to be back. It's good to have a cadence.
Yeah.
It's good to march back in step.
Yeah. To get back into the rhythm to make our yeah. fans happy.
Our
numerous.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous fans.
I was going to try something new in season 2, and yeah. that is to obey the fourth wall. What I mean by that is we're able to talk about it, but never directly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, don't reach out to the audience.
I mean, they can touch us. They can reach in and touch us.
They can touch us all they want.
But hands off on that. On
yeah.
That.
Yeah, we shouldn't touch them.
You do whatever pleases you. You touch as many people as you like. That's yeah. that's the rules that I live by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Touch who you like. As long as they as like they, to be touched.
Yeah, as long as they want it. Mm-hmm. If they say please don't touch me, you shouldn't do that.
I mean, and sometimes people say that, and you're like, I didn't hear you say that.
So, oh, no, that's a slippery slope.
it's a slippery slope that we all slide down on occasion.
Yeah, you know, you know. Don't touch me. What? You want me to keep touching you?
Right. Inside of the phrase, don't touch me, is touch me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having the touch me part be bolded, and the rest, and the don't being, like, you know, several font sizes smaller.
Uh-huh.
It's your message gets mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, touch away. Touch me. So Josh, tell me about the last, like, give me a highlight. Summer's come to a official end according mm-hmm. to the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, how did it go?
It was a good summer, I think.
Did you get some stuff done?
I got things done.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff happened,
mm-hmm.
and I was in this room a lot.
Yeah, the very room that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I'm just so perplexed by. The one thing that happened in this room is uh-huh. there's a Mac Pro in here.
Yeah, there's a sleek,
deceivingly small. You could.
Yeah, it's what is it, like a foot tall?
It's a foot tall, about 6 inches in diameter.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, and
3 inches in radius.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
I know these words.
Yeah, you know those words. And it's got a circumference of something. I don't know.
Circumference is fine.
Circumference. It's very smooth.
It's got a place for you to keep your paper clips.
Yeah. Yes. It's got a place I can put my hand over that area there, and it keeps everything warm.
It's like a bowling thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
except in reverse, I guess.
I've taken it home a few times.
Why not?
To just cuddle with,
roll and, it on over.
Yeah, and I just like there's like a I just grip it, and just like one hand it. Like, what are you taking the trash out? I'm not. I'm just taking my computer home.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is. Yeah.
What else has changed about this room?
There's so much. It's very dirty.
Yeah. Why? You usually keep a clean. I usually keep a clean house for me, and that's something that I tell my friends about.
Yeah. I've been fixing up 3 other computers. The last couple days.
Is that your job here now?
Well,
computer fix it.
I just want things to get better. So that means I have to just stop working and say, I'm going to fix these computers.
I think that is a good mantra for a lot of the, if more people had your attitude, Josh, I think that we would be a fine society. I just want things to get better. Not perfect.
Yeah, just better.
Just better than where they are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on, Josh. Yeah, I'm working on
me.
On me. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of boxes. Mm-hmm. I ordered a bunch of hard drives last week, so that's mm-hmm. when a lot of this is. And Yeah, fixing things.
Do you still get the joy of the boxes and receiving it and the Amazon feeling like
I have something
on the way?
It comes daily. They come daily.
Yes.
So
so you're desensitized.
I am now. Yeah, there's nothing special about the UPS. Now it's like, oh, UPS guys here again. Another thing. I don't need.
I haven't ordered something from Amazon in maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and I just don't know where. I feel like I've fallen off. How do I get back on this?
My Prime membership renewed a couple of days ago.
And that email will
and that like open up the credit card.
Yep.
Where did that $100 go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, yours is $100.
Yeah, because they raised the price.
When did the what? Well, do you do the student thing?
No, I
hook up that EDU.
I did that when I first got Prime.
Right.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
And now they don't love me anymore. They're like, you haven't been a student in a really long time.
You're old.
Yeah. You haven't bought any textbooks through us. So
let's stop the facade. Okay.
Yeah. So now I have to pay full price.
That's a bummer.
It is.
I feel like they set the bar lower for my account. Maybe. Oh, yeah. So they're just like, he's.
Well,
obviously eighth yearing it, so keep it rolling.
I use my Prime membership so much that they're probably like, look, he needs to pay a little more.
Yeah. they know what like stages of life you're going
through. Yeah, like, yeah. Huh. They're just like, man, look, he paid $100 and he orders things every day.
Yeah. He's ordering more toilet paper. He must be in a relationship.
There is a giant thing of toilet paper in by the front desk that I haven't taken home yet.
Why would you? Because the last huge thing of toilet paper last me like a year.
It is almost gone. It is down to its final pack.
Nice. And that's something that doesn't degrade over time. Really, if anything, it gets better.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fine wine.
You let it sit.
It's like a fine butt wine.
You let it ferment butt wine. That's why I'm glad we're back at this job.
Yeah.
Butt wine, the fine.
Butt wine.
Yeah.
It's the show title right there, butt wine.
I'm loving the show title. I'm loving our new sponsor, Tanner's.
Westside Rentals.
Westsiderentals.com.
Yeah.
In the case that you want to be forever frustrated by not having an apartment, sign up for a good old account at Westside Rentals and see the other places that are getting rented out by people that are not you.
Yeah. Yeah, it says search now for free, but that's not true.
You don't.
You can't really search on Westside Rentals without the account.
Also, it's such a shit website. It really is.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst.
They contracted that out to about 3 different people in 2005.
Yeah.
And then hacked it together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay, though. We found places to live.
Yeah. I kind of just fell into it.
You did. Well, the people that you went up with, they use Westside Rentals.
Yeah. They probably used it too. Oh,
my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, I think you got to use the PadMapper.
PadMapper's good.
Yeah. I have my new roommate. I listed our place on Padlister, which is PadMapper. And
wait, Padlister?
PadMapper is how a potential person finds a place. Padlister is how the person who has a place posts it. So I posted it on there and it worked out pretty well.
That's great. How long did it take from posting to saying, okay, I don't think your check will bounce? You can move in.
It was a couple of weeks. It was a tough road.
Yeah.
We had someone.
Oh.
And then I should tell this story.
You had a biter?
We had posted on the Facebook through the Bobcats in LA group.
Wow.
Cuz we wanted to know you kid.
Yeah.
Because people post on there.
Yeah.
We figured, "Oh, you kid."
There is a group for everything.
Now. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I posted on there and the leader of this group who sets up all the events and she's sort of the alumni
she wears
person
the cape.
Out here. Yeah, she messaged us and said, "Hey, I think I know somebody. I have a coworker who's moving out here, and he will need a place to live."
Great.
So we talked to this guy, and we emailed with him. I called him on the phone. We talked for a few minutes, and he was totally down, and it was happening. I think I called him on let's say Tuesday, and he was moving Friday. So, you know, John and I were like, "Oh, cool! We have a roommate. He's moving in on Friday, August 1st. This is great, awesome. We don't have to worry about paying the extra money for rent."
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday ends. Wednesday ends. Thursday night,
as days tend to go.
Yeah, with Thursday night, I text John, and this is the day of Guardians of the Galaxy coming out. I actually remember pretty well.
Nice,
because
who could forget?
Yeah. So we were, you know, we were all going to go see the movie, but I texted him a couple hours ahead of time, and I was like, "Hey, have you heard from the guy?"
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "No, he isn't. I haven't heard from him." I was like, "He's supposed to move in tomorrow night.
Yeah. We should have heard from him.
We should, like, he's flying in from Illinois. I should be here.
Mm-hmm.
One of us should be here.
Yeah.
Should I get him from the airport?"
Nice.
No, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he has the address. I should probably give him the address.
Right.
So I emailed him and was like, "Hey, man, just, you know, checking in, seeing what's going on, when you're coming in tomorrow, blah, blah, blah." And, you know, time goes on. We go see the movie. We leave the movie theater. I check my email to see if he had responded. He wrote this long email about how he found a place in Hollywood that his friend was going to help him out with. And he
needn't have bothered.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were just so mad.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if I hadn't emailed him, would he have even said something?
He's a bobcat. Through the face. Well, you guys have ethics.
It would have been like 11 o'clock at night on a Friday. I was like, is this guy coming? And I'm like, I would have stayed up till 4. Like, is he alive? I'm checking up. You know, was there a plane crash? Yeah. Like, what's happening?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You don't want to start thinking that.
Yeah. And if I hadn't emailed him, I'm sure I would still be thinking, is he moving in?
Weeks and weeks later.
Like, is he moving in?
He could still be coming in.
Yeah.
Isn't that feeling that you've been intentionally forgotten? Have you ever been stood up, Josh? Oh gosh,
I've stood people up too.
Oh. Yeah, but when you're on the other side, it feels great.
Yeah, like, I don't even, you know what I
people are depending on me.
Yeah.
And, fuck up.
And usually, you know, when you stand somebody up, it's like in the middle of the night or like late in the evening, and just like, I'm getting so much more done right now than if I had hung out with that person.
I mean, if I had even just told them that I was not going to hang out with them, that would have detracted from my good flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they owe that to me. They owe me my good flow.
Yeah, I'll just message them tomorrow.
I'll
just tell them my brain died.
What or I'll do is if they ever contact me again, I'll have this 6-page apology letter written up.
Mm-hmm.
I should work on the apology letter now and keep working on what I'm working on. Just work on those in tandem. And then in about three, four weeks, you know, we'll get all over this. We'll get over this together.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually
do the dick. Sorry about that.
I have a form letter for these kinds of things that I just, you know, I type a little thing in a text expander. Yeah. It expands my letter out for me and just says, "What's this person's name?" And I just like, Steve.
Yeah. Steve.
Oh, Steve.
It's good. Oh, gosh. Aren't we a pair?
Yeah.
Just throwing it back to Steve.
What
Steve's doing?
He's doing real bad.
It's nice to know that that's what you use your technology for. I mean, Text Expander is such a great piece of software that you can just get some canned responses for your social fuck ups.
Yeah.
You know, just like, sorry that I drank too much. Sorry that I didn't drink enough and I just wasn't entertaining.
Yeah.
Sorry I spilled the coffee. You know,
those
types of things that I do time and time again. Sick of trying to come up with the same.
It can just be a form letter.
It could just be a form letter.
Yeah.
Be done with it.
Or it could just be a letter that says, I am sorry for the thing that I may have done yesterday or earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Please insert what that thing was here and then respond back to me.
Yeah.
So I know what I did.
Funny enough, having not had, I've had less than 8 drinks over the course of the past month, and my drink to apology ratio is unsurprisingly 1-to-1. Like,
oh, for every drink is an apology.
For every drink, there is the potential to need to I don't know. I don't over apologize. Do you? I don't think
apologize. I don't. I've never apologized in my life because I never had to. I've never been wrong, and I've also never done something worthy of an apology.
I would, in that case, like, I don't know, man. I can't tell if I would keep rolling the dice. If you've never been wrong, just cash it in, man. Call it. Like,
oh, just call it a day.
Just die. Like, he was never wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And he never apologized.
He never apologized because he never had to.
Yeah. Because he was never wrong.
That would be the shortest funeral. Like, he was efficient.
Yeah. Yeah. He was always right.
Done. Let's eat cake.
Yeah, let's have some cannolis. I don't know why.
Cannolis.
I want cannolis at my funeral. I just determined.
Or do you want cannolis right now?
I don't want cannolis right now.
People ask you, what would your last meal be? And it's like...
like a prime rib with mashed potatoes. And no, can I get like a half dozen cannolis?
I'd like a Nestle water, please.
Yeah. You sure you don't Arrowhead? Oh, fucking Nestle. This is my last water.
This is my, yeah, exactly. Get some nice strawberries or something.
Hmm.
Bought some strawberries at a farmer's market recently.
Yeah. Really good.
Haven't been able to stop thinking about them.
And you haven't eaten them.
Oh, I have. Oh,
okay.
I got in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some grapes as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some Central Valley grapes.
Some equal trade, you know, fair.
Fair. Free range
grass
artisanal grapes.
Artisanal.
Yeah.
Anal grapes.
Butt wine and anal grapes. That's the show title.
That's what you're gonna get.
Season two,
man.
Butt wine. It's where we're going. And anal grapes. Show title on the Squarespace.
For sure.
When are they going to sponsor us? They sponsor every other podcast.
Who?
Squarespace.
I think that it's the ability for listeners to be taking what they're listening and applying it to their lives. And Tag H listeners are so far from internalizing the message that us mentioning Squarespace might detract.
Oh yeah,
from the popularity.
Yeah,
but I'm okay. Every medium needs those punk rock, those who go against the grain.
Yeah,
that are so.
Are we punk rock,
Josh? I am punk rock. Yeah, RAWK, XX, capital X. Dash.
Yeah, is that your?
Asterix.
Is that your AIM handle? Punk rock AIM handle?
I had some awesome AIM handles.
Did you?
Yeah. No.
How you like those apples?
Wow, you remember.
Of course I do.
Well, it was how you like my apples because how you like dem apples actually was too long.
Oh.
By two characters. So what did I do?
Yeah. You personalized it a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
It is nice. It's kind of sad that we don't live in a... I feel like the avatar is dying. There's been some discussion about that online and stuff about how people, you know, use their names for the things they do online.
Yeah.
Now. And it used to be, you had to be like, okay, we need more than 8 characters and it can't be something else that someone else has come up with.
Yeah.
So you got creative with your online handles.
But oh yeah,
it just seems like it's just your name.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, now you can't even do that on Google websites. You have to use a real name.
Yeah,
which doesn't have to be your real name. It just has to be a first and last name.
I thought I would have had to have.
How would you prove it?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't send them your driver's license, which they probably already have. It's Google.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready for it. I mean, if they're going to drive a car for me, let's go. Let's just do this. What is the quickest way to get to the driving car? That's what I need to be.
Well, there. I mean, it seems like it's happening. Elon Musk said something. It was like 5 or 10 years they'll have Teslas that can drive themselves. I mean, there are cars that can park themselves.
Yeah, right.
And I've seen this commercial, which makes me so mad. I've seen the car that will stop for you and also straighten you out if you are swerving into another lane, and will also prevent you from, if you don't check your blind side, hitting a car next to you. And there's a commercial, I think it's Mercedes maybe, where it's like a guy who's just bad at driving. He's driving a car and he's like swerving into the other lane and the car straightens itself out. And then he is trying to change lanes and doesn't look, and he almost hits another car and the car stops him from doing it. And he's like looking down at his phone or something. He's like looking, he's not paying attention, and he like almost hits the car in front of him, but his car stops for him.
Right.
And the line is like,
are you a piece of shit?
The line is something like, you know, paying attention so you don't have to, or something. It's not that, but it's basically saying like, lines. Hey, look, you don't need to actually, you can just be texting the whole time and just the car will stop for you.
I was thinking that when you described the car that could park itself, is there like a loophole where it could just be like, well, if the car can park itself, can it park 2 miles away at my friend's house, and then it just handles it from.
Can it just pick me up later?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like, can I? Yeah.
I can't. Looking in someone else's car is the worst mistake that you could do on the road, is like to look at what someone else is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you will see just it's like
terrifying things.
A 3-course meal, like 2 plates, a cell phone. And like a screen playing a Mickey Mouse special. It's like, why are you even watching that? Yeah. Like, that's not even like relevant. What?
Yeah.
Is that sushi?
Yeah.
I can understand the sushi, but you don't have to dip it. Like, you got the fucking chopsticks. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
I am excited though to park my car in a particular place. Oh, we're doing segways this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fly car, baby. Can't wait to try it out.
Oh, yes.
Flycar.com.
Flycar.
Now, that should be a real sponsor.
It's a real sponsor.
I am going to park my car at a parking lot who is going to rent.
It's like a Ralph's parking lot.
It's like I'm going to park at Ralph's and get a taxi to the airport and leave it there for a week. But while I'm not enjoying all the great savings at Ralph's, Flycar, the company, is going to rent my car out to someone else, and I could get money from it. If all else fails, it's going to be free parking for me. And, I mean, yeah, you drop your keys off, but I'm very excited. I'm so excited. Josh, it's $70 that I just don't want to give to someone to house my damn vehicle.
I get that part of it.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
Are you nervous about, are you nervous for me doing it, or would you be nervous doing it yourself?
All of the above. And everything to the side. And like,
okay.
It's so confusing.
What's confusing about
it? It's not confusing. It makes total sense. It makes the sense the way Lyft and Uber and all these these social this social economy that's come up, which Flycar would be a part of that.
Yeah,
social parking.
I will admit that it kind of bugs me how like to market something like this, it has to have that social edge to it where it's like you're doing this with your buddies, share it on Facebook or Twitter, but it was like why would I ever do that?
So okay, so you park in this lot.
So I drive
how many other cars are there? You haven't done this question. Yet
I haven't done it yet. No.
Yeah.
I googled something like not pay parking LAX. You ever just get desperate and you're just like, Google, take me away from the thoughts that I have right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes it served up a Japanese version of the website TechCrunch.
Oh.
For whatever reason.
For Flycar.
For Flight Car.
Or Flight Car.
Yeah, and I learned about this service that you park near a busy parking lot, and this company, like, they have a lot there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you drive to the lot, they take your car, they drive you to the airport, and while you're gone, there's a possibility that someone will be interested in renting your car, and they will rent your car to that person.
So is it renting... The person's interested in renting your car, not a car.
I think it's a car, okay. Because it's
like a budget car rental.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, only it's your Prius.
Well, there's two tiers.
Uh-huh.
There's what they call a high tier or higher class vehicles. Mm-hmm. And those are your Teslas, your Mercedes. And they give you the list of brands of vehicle, of manufacturers.
Yeah.
And they're like, your car is not on this.
yeah.
But I mean, they get your vehicle information and they tell you if your car is like something that someone would want, that they would feel okay insuring for someone to rent it.
Yeah.
And so,
they approved your car.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. 2010. It's not that old and
no.
It's in okay condition.
Yeah.
I mean, check engine light, you know, hasn't come on in a few miles. So we're doing all right.
It's just so, what if somebody just doesn't bring it back?
I hope they do that. I get $1 million.
Is it true? Is that really?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that there's some
they just buy you a new car.
And
maybe some, you know, severance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I guess I like my car, but I'm by no means, I don't think we are a generation attached to our vehicles save for the, you know, the car enthusiast.
Yeah. Like, well, no, yeah, if I had a Tesla, I'd be very,
oh yeah.
I'm not even sure I would let anyone in the car.
I'd stop flying.
I'm not sure I would let myself in the car. I would just look at it. I would just look at it and like
park it inside of your car.
Inside
your house.
No, I would just be cleaning it every day. I would.
What would need to be cleaned?
It's gotta look amazing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I can't plug it in.
Yeah.
Because I spent all my money on the car. Right. So I don't have any. I don't have a home anymore.
Is what I'm going to do, Josh. If I could somehow possibly get a Tesla before you, I would get it painted in pink camouflage.
No, you wouldn't. They wouldn't let that happen.
And I would park it outside of your house.
Yeah.
And I would like eat like ravioli like inside of it. Spill it on that very big screen. I would just kind of get
it. Yeah. There's a... I was in, was it Venice? Or Marina Del, it was Marina Del Rey. I was in Marina Del Rey a couple weeks ago and the girl and I were there and there was a guy at the end, a Washington dead ends into Marina Del Rey. And there was a guy there in a, parked at the end of the street and this vehicle had a for sale sign in it. Mm-hmm. And it was a limo.
Okay.
That
limo for sale. All right.
Was like bedazzled.
Oh, okay. Terrible.
The windows were tinted with what I'm fairly certain were like skulls, but like kind of like, not like just like boring skulls. They were fancy. It was a fancy pattern that had skulls as part of the pattern.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure there was a
say Latin skulls, like,
yeah, you know, they were kind of like Latin, like Day of the Dead kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm almost positive there was a small disco ball.
a little mini guy.
Yeah. And everything obviously
just
was
like, we have fun.
Everything was velvet. But what was best about it, mm-hmm. was the guy who was sitting out next to it.
Yeah.
He was fine. If you had just walked up to that guy, you would not think he was a guy who had a bedazzled limo.
Yeah, sure.
There was nothing weird about him. Except for the dog he had with him it was like a Chihuahua, had four like Jordans on. had like a jacket on.
Yeah.
Had like a jacket, oh, and man. And it, it, it had like a it had like a blanket and it was just sitting on the hood.
Oh,
with
fuck.
The guy,
yeah,
who was like trying to pedal this car. I don't think he was trying to sell rides.
Yeah, no,
he was trying to sell the vehicle, and I'm almost positive the dog was included.
I've never there's this one striking thing that as soon as you started to describe the person, I'm like, I've never seen someone next to the car that they're selling. Usually the sign is like, okay, I've done what if I have any bidders, they'll give me a call.
Yeah. But this is not the car you can just leave on its own.
Right. Because I imagine you can't leave it on its own, but with the dog, if you were interested in the car, he was going to show you some stuff inside that was like going to blow your shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was like probably a full wine.
Right. Was the person exhibit?
No.
Was it him?
No. It was not exhibit.
Okay.
No.
Let's talk about the dog's Jordans for a minute. Do you think that he bought two pairs of baby shoes?
Yeah.
Or are there Jordans for dogs that they sell in fours?
Oh, I don't know. I think he bought, I'm looking it up.
You know what to do.
I think he bought two pairs of baby shoes.
Yeah, like Nelly said, give me two pair.
All right, so Nike.
What, he said I didn't.
Dog. Oh my God.
Nuh-uh.
Nike.
Nah.
Dog shoes.
Nah.
Now, I don't think any of these are official Nike. Because I'm on topdogmall.com.
Top Dog Mall? Yeah. As in.
The top dog has his own mall.
There is a status amongst dogs where...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This website's not loading. Nike dog coats. Nike dog coat in black. What is the blurb? Nike dog coat in black, fuchsia, and red. The material is very thick and very suit.
Nah, dude.
And very suit for winter cold weather.
No.
See, this page won't open. I'm only reading the Google blurb.
Yeah, are there dog windbreakers? Because that would be my shit. I would wear
a dog windbreaker. Your dog would. I mean, like,
yeah, with this haircut, I need a windbreaker. I need a matching top and bottom windbreaker.
Yeah,
and then if I could get a dog, that would set it off.
Here's an East Bay page.
eBay page.
East Bay.
Oh,
you know East Bay.
Is that different from? Oh, I think I know East Bay. Yeah. Is that like Schottenstein's?
No, it's like you get the catalog in the mail for all the shoes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You cut out the ones that you dream about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This page is not opening. It's making me very sad. Top Dog Mall. Why aren't you opening? Somebody should pay their internet bills over there.
You know, you got your hosting bills. You got
it's very expensive.
I've had so many domains die this year. It's been a
really
year. Yeah.
Yeah, I've let a few go.
Few failed projects that never.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy that things are gonna happen. Things are gonna happen.
Things are gonna happen.
That's one that's stayed.
It has stayed. I'm looking at it. I'm looking good. You're looking good. Just smiling.
Smiling? What's smiling?
This our homepage picture.
Our picture? Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. That made me think of the LO logo. Have you heard of this LO?
LO?
Yeah, LO.
No.
It's a social network.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the one that's supposed to be better than Facebook, the anti-Facebook.
I mean, they're all kind of better than Facebook. Facebook
LO. LO is invite only.
Yeah.
You check out some of our favorite user profiles. I don't know. I don't recognize. Is that Patton Oswalt? It's not Patton Oswalt. Jacob.
Jacob Oswalt?
No.
Who? Ooh,
these are really pretty.
Jacob as in the front end guy? The internet? The engineer? No. Fat?
No.
At Fat? No? That's not him?
No, this is Jacob.
Who's Jacob?
Some dude.
This is going really well. Are you going to join it?
I don't know much.
Do you care?
No.
Okay.
Simple, beautiful, and ad-free. Read the man. I don't trust. See, here's the thing.
Yep.
You go in this LO, right?
Yep.
LO. It's a Rihanna lyric, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Rihanna?
A.
Yeah.
So it's LO/AAA. Anyway.
So you go on here and it's simple, beautiful, and ad-free, which is a nice, it's a nice thing. Underneath this is read the manifesto, which only crazy people have manifestos. It's like, come on.
I don't know.
Your man. Social network
still
is
in
owned.
Corner.
Your social network is owned by advertisers. Well, yeah, it's fine. Every post you share, every friend you make, every link you follow is tracked, recorded, and converted into data. Advertisers buy your data so they can show you more ads. Here's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got to get a little response here, Bruin. Give us the old
ads
call.
Are important.
Yep.
They suck. They're annoying. But how else are you? It's either you pay for Facebook.
Yes.
Whether you have to pay $10 a month mm-hmm. for Facebook mm-hmm. or they have to use your information to get advertising so you don't have to pay for it.
Right.
It's so silly that there's a social network built around the idea of having an ad-free, data-free thing. That's, you know, it's how long is it going to last? How long can it possibly last?
That's actually, so I think that they're, so from what I understand, which is probably not much, but I read a little bit further than you did. Uh-huh. And that's saying, I think you read about 6 lines from their website.
Yeah.
They're going to sell you the ability to expand your social network uh-huh. in certain ways. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be, it's like freemium where, where essentially maybe you can't search your list of people that you've become friends with, but if you pay us $3, we'll enable that on your account.
Yeah.
That's what it's like so far.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing here.
I don't know.
Features to our users. You can pay for them.
Unless they do something different from Facebook, which to my knowledge, they don't yet, it's still not enhancing the interaction. Like, we mastered this. Also, we mastered communication like so long ago that we're still just augmenting the very behavior of communicating with one another. Yeah. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to join LO, but I think that I need to be compelled on more than, like you said, this ad-free thing. It's like, so I guess I'm just exhausted of battling Facebook that I'm not going to trade it for another just as good as experience.
Yes.
About to regress. About to go to the phone. About to get me a home phone, Josh.
A landline.
A landline.
Have you been on this LO? Have you looked at the profiles?
I've seen what other people have posted on other social networks about it enough to think that I don't care.
It's really ugly.
No, they said it's beautiful in the tagline.
It does say simple, beautiful, and ad-free.
That's really one of the things that you can do.
It's really ugly.
How come you can do that? How come you can like just give people adjectives about your own product? You shouldn't be able to say that.
Yeah.
You should have to like...
All of these profiles I'm clicking on, I'm just clicking on random ones on their homepage. Yeah. Oh, Huron, I couldn't find that page you're looking for. Why is it on your homepage, idiots?
Oh, Josh, let them... They're new to this.
All of these profiles look fake. Because, I mean, it's just...
Is it bare bones?
Pictures. It's just pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Is this a social network of just, okay, here's some words. Looks at watch. Okay, I guess that's technically my birthday. Shrugs, refreshes, LO tab. That's what people are posting.
Yeah, exactly. That's precise. Like, do I need another place to get more of the things that I complain about on the other social networks?
Yeah.
That's kind of like where I'm, did it.
This guy has 754 followers.
The service hasn't even been out that long. Who is it? Is it Jacob?
It's Tyler.
Tyler what?
Reinhard. It's a horrible name.
Man. Tyler, why don't you call in? You tell us what you like about LO so much. Maybe he says so. Is that breaking fourth wall, though?
Yeah, it's breaking.
To call out to Tyler?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Gotta keep that pristine.
Pictures. This is the worst.
Well, how about this? I think that this conversation is a healthy conversation to have amongst people that meet up in the fleshy world. Is how is your social network life going, actually? Like, are you
It supports Markdown. No, I'm down. I'm signing up right now.
Okay. That's great. We got the Markdown crowd.
Yeah, it's got Markdown.
How are you? You told me that you just recently ran into someone that you talked to mostly on Twitter.
Yes. Yes.
Like, how was that? You had never spoken to him, but you had a rapport built up from a Twitter conversation.
A small amount of rapport, yeah, had been built up.
You said it was large.
It was, enough of rapport where we knew each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you met in the flesh.
And we met in flesh, and now we're hopefully going to hang out. But it's... Aww. It's yeah.
That's so nice. It internet is nice. Friends.
Internet friends. It's so hot in this office.
Is it hot? Is it the sweater? Do you think it's the sweater? Let that Team Nate shirt roll. Do you want to take a break? Oh,
no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm taking it off.
All right, man.
Ladies.
What I'll do is I'll entertain here. I've never met someone from Twitter that I did not know beforehand. I have a feeling that it would be kind of like meeting someone from MySpace that you haven't met before.
It's just the internet.
Yeah.
Meeting somebody from the internet.
Yeah.
I feel sticky.
I don't, man, with all the meetup type stuff now, it's not even all that weird. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same amount of weird, but everyone's having this like kind of interesting way of taking it now that we meet a lot of people through the internet.
Yeah, we do. There was, yeah.
But what were you up to? You go out, get some drinks.
Yeah, it was a friend's birthday yesterday. We hung out downtown.
Downtown LA.
Downtown LA.
Cannot recommend it.
No, it's not great. But he's currently beating me in fantasy football right now, which makes me
Hey, fall is an exciting time for you. All these sports football. Are back.
Yeah, it's just football. Football's back, and then I can breathe and live.
Oh, you're not happy. A baseball dude? No. I thought you were a baseball dude.
No. It is football. Mm-hmm. More football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Browns. Go Browns. Bengals.
No.
I thought you liked the Bengals. Fuck the Bengals?
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck Bengals fans. Actually, I'm playing one right now.
Whoa.
I don't like their fans. I don't like...
You don't like their women?
I don't like their women.
You don't like their...
I don't like their beer. Colors.
Yeah. Aren't they the exact same?
They're similar.
They're the exact same as the Browns.
No, I mean, the Bengals are a little more orange. The Browns are brown.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, brown and orange up in Cleveland.
Understood.
And Cincinnati is black and orange.
Right, in Cincinnati.
That's
right. Well,
very different.
Either way, how's your internet life going?
It's going, man.
I feel like asking about it because now I feel like it's just this entire different entity. They used to be close.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm alienated by the Facebooks. Like,
I don't really go on at all anymore.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, you took it off your phone. You told me about that.
Well, it's on my phone only because I use it to log into a couple of websites and applications.
I get upset about having to log in to use other stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind it so much. Okay. It's easy.
It's not that, yeah, you're right. It's not that hard.
They're going to, whatever, the data's gone. But I mean, it's like at this point, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, there's no, yeah.
Hands I mean, time. Unless I get like, you know, I
start quit using, and join up Elo, man.
Unless I like start going on the deep web, start using Tor and just like create a new part. I quit everything.
Yeah.
And like, stop. I pay with cash.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I cancel everything.
Man, yeah.
I have like a Linux machine that is connected to Tor. And then
yeah.
But then what am I doing in my life?
You're fighting the...
What?
Fighting the guy.
Yeah.
Fighting that Zucker fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah.
Because that's where your priorities lie.
Whatever. I hear stories. I was listening to, I think, a Radiolab or a Planet Money, some podcast where they had... the data people.
Yeah.
And they were
the data people.
Just the people were like, you gotta.
In my mind, it's like just like a couple of guys in suits sitting around a table, like papers going everywhere. Even though it's completely about the internet, they're still disheveled papers.
Yeah. Well,
but these data guys.
Well, it's just like
data men and women, I imagine.
Yeah. These data people.
Data people.
The people, the privacy people. Right, who just want to keep your privacy intact. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
No one's had privacy in 50 years.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the hot topic of all the naked celebrities that were breached and stuff.
Just
so.
Like, you know, whatever.
We're done here. We're done protecting what we thought.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Okay.
I go to a bar or I go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I hand another individual my credit card. Mm-hmm. They could do whatever they want with that information. Everything one needs to purchase something is on the card.
Yeah.
That they add a hand to them and they just disappear. You go to a bar, they put it in a cup.
Yeah.
Or they put it in like a Rolodex of other cards. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
I go to a restaurant, I put it in a little foldable thing and they go away and I There's no privacy anymore, and it's fine, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You've come to terms with it.
I've come to terms with it, and it's like, it's not even a matter of being like a person who's like, I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah,
because I mean I don't, but I also was just like, whatever.
Just
what's gonna happen?
Whatever makes the steak on the plate.
I have more things to worry about than if Mark Zuckerberg has access or Bezos or any of these CEOs of these tech firms have access to whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to go on a website and I get a targeted ad from Zappos because I was looking at underwear on their website.
Yeah.
Cool. Whatever. It honestly doesn't affect my life. Anything to people who it affects their lives are just kind of crazy. They're paranoid. They're like the modern day, like, you know, like people who are, well, no, they're just like the people who are paranoid about things. It's, you know, yesterday I was in Santa Monica and there was a parade of people with chemtrail signs saying like, stop the chemtrails. And I look at them like, What is wrong with you?
Well, he's like, you know, chemtrails have like saved us from whatever hurricanes or something. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, have you looked into chemtrails?
No.
That is a fun wiki hole. Get in that. It's all about controlling
minds,
weather
and all that stuff.
It's
just like whatever.
Josh.
There are things I can actually worry about.
You have iPhone announcements to get behind.
Yeah,
you
got whatever.
U2 album to listen to.
I have. Oh Jesus! Don't. What the fuck? First of all, the album's not very good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Which is sad. It should be like.
I mean, I like U2, so it's not like I'm saying that as a non-U2 fan. Right. It's okay. It's an okay album. But why? Were people freaking out about an album appearing on their iTunes?
You know why? You know why? Because a bunch of people that people deem important had items taken from them without their permission, and then in the same breath, a company put stuff onto someone's. Onto everyone's phone, whether you were important or not, without like a bunch of things happened that people thought that they had more control over. That's why people were freaking out, and it's why it was my response to it as well. I was like, "Oh wow, I don't have any say about this thing anymore." Like, I mean, my thumb presses. Actually, my thumb's barely. I was trying to spell the word razor, and even though I was hitting the button. The wrong key like got entered. So I mean, we're just feeling helpless, man. That's all. Twitter people with a voice just feeling helpless. Just all caps in it. You know, letting it loose.
And at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, I think these people there are actual things to worry about in the world. Right?
Yeah.
Everything. It's so hot in this room, and it's so hot in the world. right?
You is getting.
No, nah, it's okay. Reverb. It's like the world is getting hotter. There are.
We're out of water.
We're out of water.
We're out of fucking water.
There are people who literally want to come up behind us with knives and cut our heads off.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
There's real shit.
Yeah, you're right.
In the world that there's nothing I can do about climate change. There's nothing I can do about.
You could drive a Prius.
I could drive a Prius. Absolutely.
I don't give a shit about what other people do.
I there's nothing I can do about ISIS. There's nothing I can do about like real. Mm-hmm. There's things we can do as a collective.
Yeah.
We could solve or maybe turn back the time on climate change.
Turn back.
But people aren't freaking out about that. People are freaking out about the U2 album.
More people freaked out about the U2 album than are freaking out. You're right.
Yeah, because there's something you can do about that.
About U2?
About that U2 album. You can get angry at that.
Yeah.
Because that's something you can like wrap your head around and like deal with and get changed.
I should
check my phone to make sure it didn't bend. My phone isn't bended.
Have you put it in the microwave yet?
I put it in the microwave a couple times. It charged it great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was really hot to touch. So I'd use like an oven glove, which was weird because then I can't touch the screen.
Well, you know, if you bring up a picture of a taco while you have it in the microwave.
One comes out?
It beams it out. It rises like dough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you can get free tacos that way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah.
I love tacos.
Hey, man. iPhone 6.
iPhone 6.
More like iPhone taco. You think that is good? Think that was a good one?
Yeah, no, you should email.
I should email
tim.cook@apple.com.
It's sad that it's not Steve.
Yeah.
People still email him though.
Steve?
Right? Yeah, with issues.
Yeah.
His issue queue is like
it's probably pretty big.
Yeah. His Jira.
Yeah. Ticket. Oh, is that a
Jira is a project management software, which is the bane of all existences of software engineers.
I'm sure.
So it's this great way for your manager just to be like, you're not doing like enough. Now, my manager is actually really good, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Healthy. I've been having a healthy work. It's been 6 months since I had started my new job.
Yes.
Officially, like just this past week. And it's been, as things get into full swing, man, I forgot how retail driven companies, things change in the fall. And it completely slipped my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
Q1 and all that. And like, you know, Black Thursday,
Black Friday. Is that a race thing?
It is now. It all is.
Black.
It's all a race thing, Jay. Yeah. It's all good, though.
Yeah. When am I getting some Sonos?
When are you getting some Sonos? Tell you what. Now that my bonus could be wrapped up in some other things. Mm-hmm. No, we'll get you one by the holidays. I get actually a really cool
You get like do you get like a holiday discount?
I get a holiday. I'm going to take it.
I assume you could just go in the closet and like and just like
they have a strict closet policy there. It's crazy.
Yeah you just can't go into
you
them
can't go in, or if you're in one you can't get out. They just,
oh man, that's,
it's bananas.
That's hard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hard in the paint, man. Man, I'm worried about my closet. What's going on? Are you looking at stuff?
Well, I was going to talk about my phone, but no, I want to know about hard in your closet.
No, well, I've been in my closet kind of sighing lately. No, I'll tell you, I've been in my closet looking at my wardrobe going, we need to do something about this.
Is it not sufficient?
Well, I got that wedding coming up.
Oh yeah.
And I don't have any cash wear. I ain't got my cat. Like
is that like,
we add like a button up to what I have on right now, and that's what I need more. I need to swing with more.
Mm-hmm.
My luggage looks better than the clothing inside of it.
You do have a nice duffel bag.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
you can't. You gotta have the, you gotta package it up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You have a suit?
I don't.
You getting a suit?
No.
You can do it in pieces?
Renting.
Really? Are you in the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You gotta, yeah. Where are you renting it from?
Men's. It's so beautiful because that was the exact expression that someone else had. It was good. I mean,
I know this person who's getting married, and I just want to, I mean, I kind of know them, and I just want to.
It's a decision that, listen, he hasn't made any decisions.
Come on, man. Men's?
Yo, they have a domination on the market for this type of thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I was hanging out with a friend of the show, Pat.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, he was getting a suit. He's also got weddings he's going to.
Oh, did he buy a suit?
He bought a suit.
Ah, good man.
And he as you know, he's getting it tailored or whatever. And as we're like waiting for it, he turns to me and he's like, "Look, if you ever get married, can we? And if I am in it, I don't know. I'm not asking. Can we just not go to Men's Warehouse? Can we not get like? Can we not group purchase suits in Men's Warehouse?" I was like, "Look, if it's my wedding, if there's one thing I fight for, it's like a Banana Republic suit.
Woo!
Right? Or J.Crew.
J.Crew.
Either or both.
J.Crew looks so good on black people. It's crazy. It is insane. Why is that?
You would think.
Why is that a brand? Like,
I did not know that was a thing, but it's absolutely true.
They have increased. Either the targeted ads are working or like.
Oh, but those Instagram ads?
What the
I
hell?
Know, I'm scrolling through and I see J. Crew and I see Banana Republic. I'm like, shit.
When did you guys start getting the.
Yeah. Do you remember when like black fashion was FUBU?
Wow. Wow.
Like Rockaware, FUBU, like the large shirts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That were like kind of athletic, right?
I imagine that you wear a Rockaware jersey to a Jay-Z event and you would just go, "Ooh, yeah, I forgot it."
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, because he's walking around like Tom Ford suits now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you should have seen him. Did you see him in the that HBO special?
I've watched about an hour of it, so I've seen almost a third of it.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of insane,
it
right?
It keeps going.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a grand finale that lasts like 2 hours. You're like, I'm exhausted.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean,
So
I don't know how Beyonce does it.
I don't think she does. I'm gonna put this out there. She's been cloned.
Oh, okay.
There's like six. There's six models out there. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, A1 goes out and then, you know, you get in.
You mean Bay 1.
You get Bay 1.
Bay 2.
Yeah, Bay 2, which is, she's still in the beta test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was all right. So, yes, Josh, I'm looking very much forward to my Banana Republic suit that I'll rent with you. I don't mind the Men's Warehouse thing. I honestly just... What was funny to me was during the interaction, just this little thing. I don't have any trouble with Men's Warehouse, but the person who was fitting me was like almost like ironically small to the, like she had to have been no taller than 4'10", 4'11".
Yeah.
And she's fitting me.
Yeah.
And like her span doesn't really reach my span.
No.
It was like, am I on a show? Like, are we?
Yeah.
Is this
where are the cameras?
Is this on purpose?
Yeah.
You are humorously tiny for this job.
This is not a job you should be doing, probably.
Right. I asked, she's like, what's your shoe size? And like the shoe like covers her entire body as she hands it to me.
She had to use two hands.
Like, are they making fun of you? but I'm excited to wear any type of of clothing that's not mine. What is, man? My closet's in trouble. We'll work on it though.
Yeah.
But let's go into your phone though.
Yeah.
You're excited. I'm excited about having it. Like it looks cool.
Yeah. I learned something when up to the lead up of getting this phone is I don't like the question of, so what's different?
Is that not what it's about? because
it's, it feels like it, it feels like if answering that question, it all sounds so silly. If you answer that question to like the like, well, here's what's new. Mm-hmm. It sounds ridiculous, but the way I think about it is, the iPhone is already the greatest thing ever made in modern tech, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Any improvement on it, any improvement on the best thing, is
okay.
It doesn't matter,
right?
Like you can go into the specs of like, well, it's a little faster, yeah. It's a higher resolution screen,
more
it's
things.
Thinner, yeah, and yeah. like the camera is better. You can list all those things. And if you list all those things, most people are going to go, well, there's nothing new. There's nothing crazy. And there's no words. They're like fold out keyboard. Oh, it's bigger. Like whatever. Like it sounds to most people like, oh, it doesn't sound like it's that much better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's all, it was already the best thing.
It was already the best. That's it. Yeah. I have not heard that. Did you read that somewhere?
No,
Those are Josh's thoughts. I like
thought.
That. Like it manages your expectations way more.
Yeah.
To realize that this was already better than the other things, mm-hmm. and really, are they competing? Are they really?
Is what competing?
Is that product really competing against the other types of devices there are? I don't think that they are.
No.
Really.
Like, no.
They just. It's not happening.
No.
That's I like that approach.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just for me, I look at this and it's
for you.
It's,
but for me as well.
Yeah. It is a unique feeling. Mm-hmm. This device, mm-hmm. Cause it is bigger, mm-hmm. and it's thinner, mm-hmm. and feels lighter, even though it is heavier. Cause there's just more surface.
Oh.
It's more surface space. So it's more spread out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's using this. It's, I've had an iPhone. I had a 4, a 5, a 5S, and now a 6. Mm-hmm. And, using this phone feels like I'm using like a whole new thing.
Oh, okay.
Like it feels different enough where it's kind of exciting and fun to use. I mean, I just have to buy a bunch
of things. I remember installing Windows 98, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're just whizzing around,
yeah,
just
yeah.
resizing Windows and
yeah.
starting up, you know, Solitaire. Like, yeah, I get it, man. Just my eyes are just drawn to this thing, kind of like a pimple on someone's face.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about already?
The bulge?
The bulge, the camera bulge.
I don't notice it.
You don't, my eyes are just like, huh, that's sticking out.
It's sticking out, sure. Yeah, it's a thing.
Is it getting snagged on your pocket?
No.
No?
No.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Is it going to like break?
No, it's so small that I don't think.
You can't, just sitting it down on a table, I'm just seeing that like thing just crack after
I don't know.
Time will tell. I imagine you're not going to break it though. You have mastered the naked phone to me. I've not seen your phone in a case.
I have not had a case since my iPhone 4. I had a case and a screen protector. They made me so mad after a while that I've never had a case.
You're a special man. Mm. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you're special.
I am special.
You're in a class of your own.
Uh huh. I'm always right. And
okay. Speaking of someone who's, you should start that. And whenever someone addresses you for an issue at work or something, well, speaking as someone who's always correct and yeah. has not had a case on my phone.
Uh huh.
And then you'll have the floor.
Yeah.
You'll just be able to, you could fire someone after saying that.
Yeah.
You could say,
yeah. Later. For somebody who's never needed a case for his iPhone, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're fired. and when they say like, why are you firing me? I was like, well, you have a case on your phone.
You got your bullshit on Etsy. I mean, you think you're sitting here, unique snowflake in it. And it's just a bit much for the office.
Yeah.
Gunmetal. White.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
They come in all the colors you need.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't come in black anymore.
Space Gray.
Space Gray.
Whatever the fuck that
means. Space Gray. Yeah. Does Space Gray have a dictionary title?
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a Pantone like swatch for Space Gray? There will be.
There will. There's not, there will be.
Yeah. Yeah. It may, like, the color of 2015 is going to be Space Gray Pantone.
Yeah. 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 People are going into the home improvement stores in droves, just going, I need to match my.
Yeah.
Need to match my phone.
I know you're an Apple user, but you're not so much a true believer.
As
you're not in the reality distortion field, as it's famously called. You're not like you will watch a keynote with me.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
And you will be excited for new things, but also not a
I'll tell you what I was most excited about during the Apple keynote, and that was when they were showing off the camera, that they were taking pictures of black people in dark places.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
That was, I mean, like, Apple, you did it again. We have been so many black people on Instagram.
Yeah.
So little light.
Yeah.
Josh, there's so little light.
There's little light. Yeah.
The clubs are dark.
They are dark. And now
we're there.
You're there. You just can't see.
Right. And now we're represented.
Yeah.
I feel like brown people have been buying iPhones for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I think they started letting them a couple years ago.
Yeah. 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 It's like there's a different line at the Apple store, but it's cool. Like,
yeah, it's a cool line.
It's
there. It is a cooler, like, more like exactly. chill.
It's more chill.
Much line. More attractive. Everyone's much better dressed.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. It gives you the Bay J vibe.
God, Bay J.
Oh, we're saying Bay J.
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not.
We're not saying Bay J.
But what?
Oh, so do you ever when people on the Facebooks go, oh no, their Apple thing.
Yeah,
and they talk about their silly Android products or Windows phone products. Do you ever just laugh?
Where I sit on it is, it depends on who is using it for what.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose, like, that puts me in the space of, I can't possibly know what they're using their mobile device for. So mm-hmm. I can't have this, like, judgment of, you're incorrect about these things.
Yeah.
What I can understand is reliability is large to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather pay a premium to have more confidence in my device than to compromise that.
Yeah.
And so to me, like, talking about camera stuff, talking about, screen size, mm-hmm. it's kind of irrelevant. And so when I do see those arguments in my feed or whatever, it's almost just like, it just falls off. It's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good the camera is. It doesn't.
Yeah. As long as it is reliable.
As long as it's reliable. People have been taking pictures, satisfactory pictures, since flip phones.
Yeah.
Like, those things had 3.1 megapixel cameras on
maybe.
Them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, like, the first ones had less than a meg.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, my expectations are starting to morph. Like, I've been taking the same amount of pictures. I've been sharing them less, though, mm-hmm. or sharing them way more specifically, mm-hmm. sending them directly to who I want to see it.
Yeah.
And I think the arguments are a part of that. I want people to see that I'm arguing this unpopular case. And it's just, you don't need to.
Like, no, it's so silly.
Yeah. I don't think Apple, and you don't see it really. Like, you see some Apple people defending it, but most people who use it just like, I don't really need to participate in this conversation. Yeah,
I like, see those conversations and I want to, because I want to just be like, look, you're so wrong.
Right.
But also I'm like, look, they're just going to go to the one thing. They're like, oh, but Apple products are so expensive. You're just a part of their like cult thing.
Right.
It's like, I can't, like, you can't win.
Yeah. But I'm also the one with like this particular what I want to say is like, I have this necessity.
Yeah.
And it either has to be met or I will be, I will, I believe my quality of life will be worse.
Yeah. I have this workflow, these series of things that I do on a phone, on a device that I need to be reliable. I need to be able to open up OmniFocus on my phone.
Right.
And quickly enter some crazy task that I was like, oh yeah, I gotta do that thing. Yeah,
absolutely.
I need that to be reliable. And I don't think your Android phone's gonna handle that.
If and exactly. And if that subscribes me to a cult, well, I'm trying to get these certain things done that quite frankly, I don't think another device is going to be able to support it.
Yeah.
So if it can, show me. I mean, the things that I have now barely support it. Yeah. So if you want to toss in another, like learning another ecosystem,
yeah,
it's like, no. I think I will be at a time when I can consider, you know, the options, because I'm not getting the iPhones. I feel lucky that I don't have this compelling thing to get the newest phone. Like, I feel like
that's me.
Well, you find joy in, like, you know, writing, figuring out like the issues, or not figuring out the issues,
because I submit so many bug reports.
You submit bug reports, and like you actually get joy from that. Like, I don't think that's, you know what, let's bring this to a good place, to a posy place. I'm keeping it going in season 2.
Season 2.
Yeah. I think that if a device brings you joy in some way, if it's working, and what I mean by working is you're a less depressed, angry person.
Yeah.
Then who cares what, like, which monolithic tech company got your dollars.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got my dollars. It's prettier to me. It works for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, the fights are dumb. They've been dumb.
Yeah.
I think they're just becoming like more and more like, we don't need to have these conversations.
Yeah. Make something interesting instead of complaining about others who are making interesting things.
That was kind of something that I was going to, touch on.
Yeah.
Was like,
instead of sitting here on the internet complaining about whatever you two, you know, larger phone thing, make your own U2 album
for
you
sure,
know, or make your own device,
right?
Or make your own thing, whatever your thing is, music or movies or books,
right? No, the people Etsy. Developing these things, the people engineering and developing these devices, I'd have to imagine that they would much rather see you create something with it,
yeah,
than to defend it based on who spent more money.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that's where I lie on that. Like, there's this conversation's over before it even started.
Yeah.
And let's go on our happy way.
Yeah. I've started making some things on my phone. We made a time lapse.
Oh yeah. Can't wait to see it.
It's cool. It's pretty cool.
You have to show it to
me. Like 30 seconds long of us setting up.
Uh-huh. 30 seconds long, pulled down from what?
What would you say? Like 15 minutes? I don't actually have.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, I'd say 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something on here that'll tell me how long it was, but
right.
I'm sure it was like 15, 20 minutes. That's cool.
It is cool.
Oh, it's so hot in here.
Yeah, what can I say about, I mean, even though it's so warm in here, Josh, the sun is giving me warmth. We can thank the sun for how...
And the chemtrails.
And the chemtrails for my sticky armpits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so sticky. Looking forward to our show next month.
Yeah, we've got a concert. We'll be going to... I don't know if we would do this show. It's at the Belasco...
Glasgow?
Belasco Theater.
Glasgow.
On Hill Street. Nice. But yeah, we're seeing Mr. Subtract.
Yeah, it's going to be real good.
Did you watch his iTunes Festival show? I talked about it a bunch.
You talked about it. I have not seen it.
It's cool.
Highlight it. What happens? Sampa on there?
Oh, yeah. I'm really hoping he comes out.
Yeah, me too.
I hope he's like on the tour with Subtract, because that would be awesome. But yeah, he's got like a full band now.
Oh.
A full band of like, I mean, it's him and then two others.
He's been deserving of it.
Yeah. I mean, so he's got like a full thing, which is cool.
That is cool. How's your mixtapes coming? Are you still mixtaping it?
Yeah, yeah. I've got the soundtrack. I'm on the fourth.
Nice.
The fourth volume.
Do you think it'll be out by the time we get this?
Oh, the fourth one is out. Yeah. Okay, nice. The fourth one is out, and yeah, it's fun. Good. It's fun. It's like a fun way for me to listen to new stuff.
Yeah, right. When you're doing anything for anyone else, there automatically comes in this like consideration that might not have come in.
Yeah. And the other thing is like, I'm able to, the big thing for me, I don't talk about this. I don't like post about it on the social networks.
Yeah.
I don't really even talk about it to people.
Unless I ask,
unless somebody asks and they would already have to know about it. You obviously know about it. I told you about it.
Right.
I think we've even briefly touched on it on the show.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of fun having this thing that I find interesting.
Right.
That I'm not really making anything. I'm kind of curating.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't have to talk about it. I don't have to like, you know, I feel like if I were to start posting about it and start like trying to advertise it in some way,
yeah, right,
I would be concerned of whether or not anyone's listening to it. I'm probably the only person who even goes on. It's all I listen to. I get in my car, I pull up one of these playlists and just hit play.
That's pretty dope. Actually, that's
it's really built for me.
That's great. No, well, I was listening to, was I listening or watching something just about, man, I'd feel really bad saying it without giving the proper credit due. It's just about how when you create something for yourself,
mm-hmm.
it actually, I don't know if it contradicts or if it actually works with what I was saying earlier. Like when you make something for yourself, that is the truest way. That is like the truest product that you can make.
Yeah.
So soundtrack is for you.
Yeah.
But you also put it together in a way that people can access it.
Yeah, it is public. It's a public playlist on SoundCloud. If you were to follow me on SoundCloud, it would pop up every few weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Is it something that you keep unpublished until?
Yeah. I build it until I have like 10 tracks and then, nice. You know, in an order that I,
nice.
Has a story,
has an arc, it has a feeling.
I want to make sure the feels are right.
Does everything in our lives have to have an arc, a climax, and a resolution?
Yeah.
It all does, doesn't it?
It all does. I'm a storyteller.
Yeah. True that.
I got to do it.
True that. You are a good storyteller.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I'm glad to make some stories with you, buddy.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, now.
Is that an invite for the closet?
I need someone else in there. Jesus. It's getting sparse. Well, I'm like donating clothes, so I'm running out.
And yeah, like, you should get more clothes.
That's the only time that I think I'll hear that phrase and actually believe it. Josh, thanks for getting with me today. Yeah, I need this.
Yeah,
I need my J.
Yeah. Next time, on to next time.
On to next time.
Yes, sir. When's this going to go up? This is October. Yeah, it'd be October. This is our October episode.
Season 2, everyone.
Season 2.
October.
Woo!
Until next time.
Until next time.